ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते
Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 8, text 14, right?
Kriyayam nirvartyamanayam anantarale Abhiyutuya Uthayothaya Yadainam Abhisakshita Tarhi
Difficult words.
Vaivasa Varshapati Prakritis Sena Manasa Shama Ashisha Ashaste Swasti Sad Vastute Sarvata Iti
Ashaste Swasti Sad Vastute Sarvata Iti
Kriyayam Nirvartyamanayam Antarale Pi
Kriyayam Nirvartyamanayam
Antarale Pi Uthayothaya yadainam avichakshita tarhi iva tarhi bhavasa vasaspati. Prakritistena manasastasma ashisha Ashaste swasti stad vaishaste sarvata iti
Ashaste swasti stad sarvata iti.
Okay, this is very difficult. Kriyayam. The activities of worshipping the Lord. Or performing ritualistic ceremonies.
Nirvartyamanayam.
Even without finishing.
Antarale.
At intervals in the middle. Api.
Although.
Uthaya.
Repeatedly getting up.
Yada. When am the dear calf
abhisakshita
would see
tahi
baba at that time sha
he
varshapati
maharaj bharat
prakriti sthena happy.
Manasa.
Within his mind.
Tasmai.
Unto it.
Ashaste.
Bestows benediction.
Swasti.
All auspiciousness.
Stat.
Let there be.
Vatsa.
O my dear calf.
Te.
unto you.
Unto you.
Sarvataha.
Sarvataha.
In all respects.
In all respects.
Iti.
Iti.
Thus.
Thus.
Translation and purport mean by His Divine Grace, Vaisa Bhagavanta, Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Maharaj Bharat was actually worshipping the Lord, or was engaged in some ritualistic ceremony, although his activities were unfinished, he would still, at intervals, get up and see where the deer was. In this way, he would look for it, and when he could see that the deer was comfortably situated, his mind and heart would be very satisfied, and he would bestow his blessings upon the deer, saying, "My dear calf, may you be happy in all respects." Purport: because his attraction for the deer was so intense, Bharat Maharaj could not concentrate upon worshipping the Lord or performing his ritualistic ceremonies. Even though he was engaged in worshipping the deity, his mind was restless due to his inordinate affection. While trying to meditate, he would simply think of the deer, wondering where it had gone. In other words, if one's mind is distracted from worship, a mere show of worship will not be of any benefit. The fact that Bharat Maharaj had get up at intervals to look for the deer was simply a sign that he had fallen down from the spiritual path.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Mutaya Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharini So this situation is actually all of us in this situation. This example of Bharat Maharaj is an example for all of us to understand, illustrated in this Bhagavatam. We are all in this situation that we're trying to be Krishna conscious, and in our process of trying to be Krishna conscious, we are distracted. We all know that we are getting distracted in so many ways when we are sitting down to chant our japa and when we are doing our services. We are always distracted by our senses, distracted by Maya in many ways. So this is Bharat Maharaj. Even though he gave up his family and his kingdom, and he went to the forest, so much austerity to give up all his kingdom, this is all his attachment, to give up all his attachment, and he went all the way into the forest to meditate, to get away from the worldliness. So his goal was to develop love for Krishna. That's why he gave up all his family and the country and his kingdom to go to the forest where he can focus his mind on Krishna without any distraction. So, even if you actually go to the forest to be distracted, it's all in your mind. So wherever you are, the mind goes with you. So, Bharat Maharaj was, all the way in the forest. There's no distractions. You're surrounded by forest and animals. And so his idea was to go there so he can concentrate his mind on Krishna. Focus his mind on Krishna without any distraction from surroundings. So he got attracted to a deer, a very cute, beautiful deer, calf is mentioned here. But the whole idea is to go to the forest so he can meditate on Krishna, so he can develop love for Krishna. But all
Again, he got attracted to a deer, even in the forest. So what's the point of going to the forest? The idea of going to the forest. So wherever we are, even if you are in the city, the idea is to engage your mind in serving Krishna. Because, like I said, if you go to the forest, wherever you go, you still have to deal with your mind. You still have to deal with your senses. You still have to deal with with Maya. So that's a struggle. So that's a good struggle, because you want to develop love for Krishna. So the point is, wherever you are, you're going to be faced with difficulties. So the challenge is there. So Bharat Maharaj was in the forest, in a kingdom. He gave up all his kingdom and so much wealth to renounce all of these things, so he can, the final stage in his towards his life. This is the system, Vedic system, is that people must, a king, they must give up at least toward the end, not cling on to their material situation and power. So they give up so they can ultimately become attracted to Krishna at the end of life. So actually Krishna created this system. So when you were young, we are full of energy and our younghood and we are youthful. But these things go away after a while. We get older. So this is a sign telling us that Krishna is telling us that it's time to surrender to Krishna. Give up your sensual enjoyment. Surrender to Krishna. So the body is falling apart. We're getting old. This is a sign. At least this time, at least at the end of life, when your body is not functioning well and that we are so old, at least give this time for Krishna. Dedicate yourself to Krishna. Actually, you're supposed to start early age, but people are not listening to Krishna. They're not listening to Bhagwan. They're not listening to Guru. They're not listening to the Vaishnavas. Even though the emphasis is there, why the Bhagavatam is there? Bhagavatam is his instruction for us to take guidance from. So the Bharat Maharaj is a great devotee of Krishna. Great, great devotee. He's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So if he is falling victimized by Maya, his purpose here mentions he distracted from devotional service, what to speak of us? So this example is there. Srila Prabhupada, he is an example of what? He gave up everything and he was preaching Krishna consciousness. So the idea is not that you go away somewhere to practice Krishna consciousness. We are living in the city. You go away, that's not going to make any difference. You have to give up your attachment to sense gratification. So everything is depending on it's in our heart, the attachment. Attachment for wealth, attachment for family, attachment for personal motivation, desires, so many desires we have. One time, Hanuman, there's a very famous picture of Hanuman. If you go to India, he ripped open his chest. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Ripped open his chest. It's very famous. And so he was showing, he ripped open his chest, you know, and there was Sita Rama Lakshman. So if we rip open your chest, you won't recover with each other because we have so many desires. So he had Lord Ram, Lakshman, Sita in the heart. So as a devotee, we have to fill our heart and our consciousness with Krishna consciousness, with attraction for Krishna. If you're not attracted to Krishna, we are attracted to Krishna's material energy. We are falling down all the time. We see something very pretty, none other than Krishna. We look towards that and we are attracted to it. But if you are a Krishna conscious person, you know Krishna is the creator of all of the good things. All the beauty is that Krishna is the creator of all the beauty. So Bharat Maharaj went all the way into the forest to get away from his all the wealth, get away from all the worldliness, and even in the forest, he got attracted to deer, very pretty deer, a calf, because his heart was so soft. Devotees naturally we are attracted to nice things, but as a devotee, we must know everything is belongs to Krishna. Within your own body belongs to Krishna. So in Krishna consciousness, we are always being challenged by how much we are attracted to Krishna, how much we are dedicating our life to Krishna, how much we are engaging ourselves in serving Krishna. This is a clear cut. How much you can be attached to something, but there's a limit to that attachment. Suppose you have your dhoti and your kurta, and you have your sari, and you know you can have so many of it. Wardrobe full of sari, wardrobe full of dhoti and chadar and beanie and many pairs of shoes, sunglasses. But the idea is to keep as less as possible, so you don't become too attracted or too attached to it. You can have so many, but you can give it away. So attachment is there, but your attachment should be limited. Our attachment should be to Krishna. Otherwise, if we are simply attached to material things, we become more attached to those things, and then we forget to become attached to Krishna. Sometimes we say, bhalana kaya, bhalana kaya, bhalana paribe. One should not eat fancy food or eat in a restaurant and wear fancy clothes. But sometimes we don't talk about these things. But strictly speaking, it's not an external thing. One has to be detached in the heart. Even if we are wearing fancy clothes and eating food, but underneath, you are doing it for, you're in the heart, you're detached. Gaur Krishnadas Babaji, somebody gave him 100 rupees. Those days, 100 rupees is a lot of money. And he with the 100 rupees, he bought rasagulla. And then, so much rasagulla you can buy for 100 rupees, like tons. And he fed the, with the rasagulla, he fed all that to the cows in Navadvip. So he didn't use that for himself. So the attachment is there to Krishna, attachment to service to Krishna. He loved your service to Krishna. So you have to see how far you go when it comes to attachment. It's nothing wrong to be attached to devotees, but don't get too attached to something that's going to interfere with your service to Krishna. So, it's just like the Malajis, man, we are attracted to maybe some Malajis. But you should understand that your attraction for someone is in the form of that they are devotees of Krishna, not you are materially attached to them. In the form of lustful attraction. So if they understand what is the principle of our attachment. So Bharat Maharaj is mentioned here that even when he was worshipping the deity, he had to get up in between and see where his deer was. So he was obviously distracted from serving Krishna. That goes for us. Well, I get distracted all the time. This is why when I'm in the kitchen or cooking or doing some services in the temple, my idea is that I want to be completely focused when I'm doing the service. I can't concentrate if you are talking at the same time cooking. Maybe someone can, but in my case, I just like to focus. And when I'm done, I relax, I talk. But while I'm cooking, I like to focus, so I can cook nicely. You know, and so the food doesn't get burned, or overly salted, or not enough. So it's a meditation. Serving Krishna is a meditation.
Chanting Hare Krishna is a prayer. So how I can chant nicely. So everything we do in Krishna consciousness is that it's a very meditative process. Am I doing it nicely? You know, sometimes you see, we have to tell this to ourselves. We are, anything we do, worshiping the deity, sweeping the road, the temple, around the temple compound, cleaning the dishes, cooking for Krishna, this unlimited service. Everything depends on the perfection of your service. Like if you're working in a company, the boss will ask you to do some work. They want to see how well you did it. Everything, if you're writing it, make sure the paper, the writing is in the right place, the headings, everything, the right wordings, perfect. A letter, perhaps. So similarly, everything depends on the perfection of our service. So, it's not that we get the job done. We have to get the job done, but in perfection. Quality. So devotional service is quality, not that you do a sloppy job. Everything is depending, just like when you come in the temple. In a way you wear a nice dress, tilak, you're presentable. Because Krishna is watching us. We're here to, we have a ceremony. And right now we have mass also. So everything we are following according to the principle of devotional service. How we can attract Krishna, how we can attract devotees, and how we can please our Guru Maharaj. So everything we do, you must understand why we're doing it. What's the principle behind our activities that we do? Not just we're doing it, but we also must know why we're doing it. Just like we go distribute books. Not just we distribute books, that's the nice thing. But Prabhupada wanted us to know what's in the book. Also understand what's in the book. So everything has to be perfect. So when the most important principle of devotional service is that how to do things very perfectly. Not just perfectly, but with devotion. Sometimes you say, I'm doing the service of devotion, but devotion means doing things nicely. So we are distracted by Maya. Means we are not paying attention enough to Krishna. We're looking the other way. So when Srila Prabhupada, even I've seen here, you know, we're having Guru Puja, and half of the devotees back there looking at the deity. But I always understand that actually by the mercy of Guru, we can get Krishna. So when we are doing Guru Puja, come there, pay attention, offer flower to Krishna, Prabhupada, and dance and sing enthusiastically. We are attracting Prabhupada. And I was looking at the deity. We had the Darshanarthi, not Guru Puja. So pay attention to Prabhupada, he is mercy. So similarly, everything we do, we have to know that how to be doing things actually for Krishna's pleasure. There's a clear cut in everything. So, it's just like if you're making gulab jamun. You know, it could be not odd shape, star shape, sideways. It's round shape. Round shape. So, perfectly round, all around. And it's soft, not too much sugar, not less. So everything has to be perfect. So similarly, because you know that this is going to really please Radharani, this is going to really please Radha Baba. I'm cooking for him. So make it nice. And then devotees are going to honor it. They're going to say, what is this? So similarly, we are distracted to Maya because we forget what we are doing. Just like Bharat Maharaj, he got too attracted to the deer and even forgot to serve while he's doing the deity worship, while he's chanting Hare Krishna. So that's us. We're always forgetting. And sometimes we come to the temple and saying, oh, here we go. You know, this is the transcendental place. And in your home, maybe no one's watching, you're doing things that you like to do. But here in the temple, we are, everything here we are doing it for Krishna. This is a mandir. Here is Krishna's place, and I am here to serve Krishna. So when you leave, when you come in the temple, you leave your shoes outside. Krishna Maharaj used to always give this example. You leave your shoes outside when you come in the temple. So similarly, when you come to serve Krishna, you are expected to give up your desire. You are here now, focused on serving Krishna. Give up that all the things that you're keeping in your mind. So we wear dhoti, kurta. We can come in like a, you know, somebody in the pub. Why we dress? Why we dress nicely? Why we put tilak nicely? Because these things are devotional activity. This attracts Krishna. Just like when you go for a job interview, you all know. You come to the temple, you pray to Krishna, please bless me that I find a good job or a good something. Yeah, this is a good thing because Krishna now, Krishna can only help us in every way. He is the real person that he can help. Others cannot. So there's nothing wrong. So then, if you dress nicely and say nice things because you want to make sure that you get a job. Similarly, we are doing the job of devotional service. Very attractive. So that's why we all... So similarly, Bharat Maharaj, he was a great king. Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Varsh. You all know Bharat Varsh. He's taken after him. And he left all of that. He was clinging onto it. And like the president of the United States, he's not giving up. You know. He still wants to hold on. Time to go. But if you are going to make people Krishna conscious, that's good. Then Krishna will make sure that you are a proper leader. But so my point is that Bharat Maharaj knew. This is you setting an example. That now I am in the forest. I am now simply focused on these days that I am here to serve Krishna. I don't want to be attracted to anything. But Maya is so strong. Even in the forest, he can attach to the deer. Oh, he's so cute. As the people here, you see, sometimes they don't have a husband or wife, so they get a dog or a cat to be attached to something. That's natural because we are attracted to something. But if you're not attracted to Krishna, you're too attached to family and material things, then there's no meaning to that, because purpose of our existence is to be attached to Krishna. Even in the family life, the best room is put aside for the temple, isn't it? Grihastha's house I go to, the best room is the temple room. You put your deity there. And then you have a sleeping room, simple room. And even before, you see in Melbourne or other cities in Europe, the church right in the city. Because they knew the God is the center of everything. Previously people were God conscious. So same even in India. You see the best building is the temple. Sri Rangam, Tirupati, many famous temples. So much artwork. You don't do your house like that, simple house. But for Krishna it's the best. Because that's the mentality of a devotee. You come last, Krishna first. And we offer Krishna the best food. But not that we give it away. We enjoy that. We relish it because we offer it to Krishna. But for ourselves, we are ready to live simple life. But for Krishna. So when you offer Krishna everything nicely, your life becomes also successful. You don't have to worry. When you worry too much about yourself, then it becomes mundane. Then the problem comes. Krishna will always help us. I believe in that. Just like we have this pandemic, it's still continuing on. After 1 year, this is the second year running. And so much hardship. People, young people especially, they're suicidal among people. Less jobs, financial hardship, and
lot of troubles in her life. But you see, here in this temple, I've been here every day, and I see everybody, we're having prasadam 3 times a day. So, nice prasadam. And you go out, there's so much hardship. So when you serve Krishna, everything comes. So then, we have to always remember in the back of our mind that our purpose is, even though all these facilities there, my business is to serve Krishna. I don't get attracted to those things. Even if it's religious, you can't eat a big plate of prasadam at night and you can't get up in the morning. So you have to learn to adjust. Always, you must always understand the back. Okay, there's a limitation. How much I can take it, how much where I have to stop. So if you're attracted to things, that's okay. But don't get too attracted. Where you're going to be distracted from serving Krishna. Just like Kunti Devi, she had a benediction that even she's very old, she would be very young. She would look young, she had that benediction. So the Pandavas, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Arjuna was asked, do you get attracted to Kunti Devi, though she was their mother, but she had the benediction that she would look very, very young and beautiful, always, never get old. But even she was their mother, even they can get attracted to her. That's how the Maya works in our mind. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked, do you get attracted to your mother, lustfully? She is very beautiful. And he said yes. So his Yamaraj was asking, and he said, so what do you do about it? And he said nothing. Says, so there's attraction, but you don't do nothing about it. You just leave it. Chant Hare Krishna. That's like us. So we are distracted and attracted, but don't do anything. Let it go. Look at Krishna. You know, that's not your. Somebody very beautiful, it's not yours, it's Krishna's. Some Madhujis come here, they're extremely beautiful, and it's somebody's wife, and then you look at her, you think, oh God, that guy is very lucky. You may think, they may not say, they may think in your mind, even as a devotee. But don't think I'm missing out. I have got Krishna. We are so lucky to have Krishna as the most beautiful. It is mentioned that when you see that beautiful form of Krishna and dancing in the bank of the Yamuna, the beautiful playing of flute, when you look at that form, you lose all the attraction to anything in this world. And if you don't look at that form, and that if you have attraction for material objects, then don't look at that beautiful form of Krishna. Understand what I'm saying? So always you have to be very strong. The strength is not in our bodily strength only. I need the bodily strength because you do physical service. But we also have to have spiritual strength. Shakti. Shakti comes from chanting. Why do we pay so much attention to chanting? Because chanting gives us the strength to spiritual strength. You pay attention to chanting. Don't sleep while you're chanting. Put your mind to it. Cry for Krishna. If you really don't want to show it, you're crying for Krishna in the front of everybody, go in the room and cry for Krishna. That's okay. Nobody's watching. But show that love and affection for Krishna when you're chanting. Just like if you love someone, you don't call them, you call them with affection. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Oh, Mataji, or your husband. So similarly, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like the Goswamis, where are you? Are you under the hill? Under the hill? Are you under the tree? Where are you? So much affection. So when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you have to have that kind of attraction. Just like if the person is working in a bank
And they say, next please. Right? And then you go. They're not saying, oh, Hare Krishna, please come. With affection. They just call it like a mechanical. So when you chant Hare Krishna, we have done this, that mechanical. Pay attention to the mantra. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. And Krishna is there in the name. Wow, I'm feeling love for Krishna. That affection has to come from your heart. Just like Bharat Maharaj got so attached to the deer. Because the deer is so helpless and he lost his parents and he was taken care of and he became too attached. So we all, sometimes I see I've gone to devotee's home, they may have a pet. We have pet, our cows in the farm. So we are allowed to become attached to everything. But like I said, we also need to be attached to Krishna. So when you see Krishna in the middle, then everything becomes smooth. I know in my heart, I like something, that I always convince myself with philosophy of Krishna consciousness, that I know, oh, this is too much, I don't want to take it. I know somebody offers me really nice ice cream and I say no thanks. Because I know I love it, I want to, but I know what's going to be the consequences. I'm going to feel sick, get sore throat, not be able to get up. So there are issues. So everything you do, you need to back yourself. You have to know what the consequences are going to be. And you want to get married, for example, and then have a family. It's not that easy. A lot of things involved. You know, before your very simple life, you work hard for Krishna, that's all going very fine. You live in ashram, but then you want to have a family, then you have so little time for Krishna because you have to work so hard to take care of the family. 80% of your time. I'm not saying anything wrong, but I'm just saying the consequences of everything that you have to take up the responsibility. On top of that, you need to chant your 16 rounds. You need to follow the principles. So that's difficult. Get the rounds done with your family. So whatever it is practical, we can do that so that's easy for us to serve Krishna. So don't bog yourself down in the material world. When we can, as much as possible, to serve Krishna, make it easy for us. And Prabhupada has given us the process, we accept it. Nicely, embrace the process of devotional service. You don't need to complicate yourself. The complicate is there. Complicate for the complicated. Simple for the simple. But devotional service, serving Krishna, is the most simple thing. Most easy and most joyful. Material life is not. But everybody thinks material life is the best, not the devotional service. Even though we know devotional service is the best, but we still choose the complicated life. There's that maya, that illusion that gives us that thinking, wow, yeah, there's something better. That's the illusion. Like that, you're thinking, I go over there, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. While you're standing in the green grass, and you're thinking, oh, over there's better. This one's better than the other. It's like living in the paneer sabji, in the golden cup or a clay cup. It's the same product in a different cup. Enjoyment. There's no enjoyment. You can chant Hare Krishna day and night. I'm in Hare Krishna for the last 40 years. Well, I have so many other issues, but when I chant Hare Krishna, I feel fantastic. Association of devotees. So that's another thing. Bharat Maharaj went to the forest. So one thing we can learn from this, when you perform devotional service, Sangha in association is strengthening us. Because we have been checked. If they didn't tell us you are not doing correctly, then you think you can do your service in the forest or on your own. But when you do it together, we have been checked. So we can do service to Krishna correctly. Best way. So that's why Sangha is there. It gives us that positive vibration.
spiritual vibration. On our own, ekakiyamai nahi paibal harinam sankirtan. On our own, it's not possible to chant Hare Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. If he says that. So, we are not going to be always in the temple, but this program that you associate devotees a little bit every day and do our services together, this gives us the charge, the battery. This goes a long way. So when the battery goes down, you need to charge it. So you come to associate devotees, sadhusanga, and be devotees. This charges our spiritual life. This is why devotees go to Mayapur, Vrindavan. We have this temple here. This is also like a holy place. So Bharat Maharaj was, even though we can learn from this example that we are not in the forest. Like living in the city is like a forest, concrete jungle. this is like a field world also. I mean, sometimes I go to our farm. I only go there for 1 or 2 days, or maybe just 1 day. I feel really bored. I want to get back to the city. So you have to learn to live where you are, but your idea of living there is connected to your service, not just for your own fun. We are going there to service. So if you are a farm, it's very quiet, but you keep yourself busy. Take care of the cows, growing food, and doing different things, so you're occupied. You won't feel bored. So similarly, when we are also in the temple, if you don't have service, you feel bored. But not in Melbourne temple. There's too much service here. And if you want to be in Maya, even when there's too much service, you'll find Maya. Because you have time to goof off. Like in India. I remember in Mayapur, the people who are taking care of us, in charge, they always had to look at us, make sure we are doing our service. Because if they turn away, even immediately we will just relax. They're not checking on us. Isn't it India, they like that? The laborers, you have to be on top of them, otherwise they don't do their service. But that's not the mentality. The mentality is that Krishna is watching us, the Guru is watching us. You have to take the impetus on yourself. I'm not in the Gurukul anymore. People are going to come knocking on the door. Haribol, you're not doing the thing wrong. You're doing things wrongly. You have to do yourself. Instructions are there. Guidelines are there. It's not people going to be always on your case. You have to learn to do things. Because otherwise, you're putting too much on others, and you're not doing your duty. So similarly, develop that attachment for Krishna. Develop that enthusiasm. Develop that attachment. Higher taste, ruchi for chanting. If you don't have the ruchi, the taste, for so many years, there's something wrong in your heart. Check yourself. Check the guideline. Something must be. If you are very curious, you want to know, why am I not getting it? Isn't it? Like, people come in the kitchen sometimes, those oven and the machines aren't working, people come. There's one of the oven that we make cake for the deity, small oven. It got broken down, like, practically every week. And we had the guy came over. So he was telling me, he said, some of you guys may be doing something wrong, because I fixed it. He told me. He said, you guys must be somebody doing something. Okay, I fixed it so many times. I told him, yeah, that could be a reason. So, the process is there. We are making it difficult. We are not following the guideline. See? So it's not that Krishna's fault or someone's fault. It's your own fault. Look in your own heart. Just like Bhanuman, he ripped open his chest and there's Lakshman. Just check your heart. What's in it? You got the wrong thing in it. Your desire for name and fame and so many other things. And then, I'm not getting the Krishna prema. I'm not getting the ruchi, the taste of Krishna. It's because you're holding on to your sari.
And with one hand, "Hey Govinda, where are you?" like Draupadi. He let go of both and Krishna came. So this is an example. Krishna is saying, you know, he is showing us that he had to be completely surrendered to him to get the full mercy. No, I'm not fully surrendering to Krishna. I'm just doing 70%. But that's okay. At least even if you're doing 70%, do it nicely at 70%. So similarly, Prabhupada said, if we follow no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, chanting 16 rounds, you can go back to Godhead. That's just those things. But that's who is really doing it strictly, those things. Am I chanting nicely? Am I, you know, scratching my head while I'm chanting and thinking all the things? And in sometimes all the things come to your mind when you're chanting. So that's the test how, when you need to really focus on the mantra, when you're doing the deity worship and addressing the deity, it's a fantastic service. It's such a meditation. You get into it, putting the jewels on the deity and looking at them, make sure they're dressed nicely, put a mirror in front, Krishna seeing, just like you do yourself. There used to be a devotee in Sri Rangam. She or he, I forget, to put the garland on before put on the deity. And so people said, "Why are you putting his on? He's not offered. Why are you putting the garland on yourself?" She said, "I want to see in the mirror how I look, so this will look nice on Krishna." We don't practice that ourselves, but we can. But her purpose is to see Krishna very beautiful. But she is exceptional. So the idea is meditation, serving Krishna. Devotional service is meditation. So everything we do in serving Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, you have to come to the perfection. Get the service done nicely. Quality service. Quality job. Just like sometimes we cook a catering for a wedding or for something. Has to be perfect. So, Hare Krishna, you have really good food. Just like I had to go to somebody's place yesterday and cook a feast. They're Western people. They said, "Hare Krishna." And they want Hare Krishna. They don't want to bring from here. I said, "I'll come and cook and all the things." So I made all the things we make here. So I told them even how to serve it to the guest, what goes first and everything. And I offered the prasadam and everything. Because they chose Hare Krishna people to come and cook, because they know we are famous. This is perfection. Idea is perfection. Everything you do should be quality, first class, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada is perfect. Even he drank a glass of water. The way he held a cup and put the water in his mouth and high above from the up. And it's so perfect. And the way he ate, not all over his finger, just he didn't use a spoon but didn't go all over his finger. It was so perfect in everything. The way he said things, the way he walked and dressed. Acharya means by his one who shows by his example. Even me, like I'm an elder devotee, but I forget that I act like a kid, but I'm forgetting I'm like 55. So, you know, whatever you are, I have to tell myself, you know, we have to be example for others. This is association. So when people see us, you know, they say, "Oh, I want to be with this person. I want to associate with them." Because we are giving that Krishna conscious vibration. Sadhu Sangha. So similarly, it's not that we need to go away somewhere to practice Krishna consciousness on your own. There was a devotee asked Prabhupada, "I want to go to Radhakund." Prabhupada said to him, it was Guru Kipa. Prabhupada said to him, "There are enough monkeys over there. We don't need one more." So the idea is that, you know, even if you go to the holy dham, there are people who are You know, they are up to sense enjoyment. They are not there to associate with dham. They say if pay obeisance in the dham is as good as, you sleep in the dham is as good as pay obeisance is. So it's not that you go to sleep there. You go to the dham just to sleep. No, idea behind of going anywhere, you have to have a purpose. When I lived in Hong Kong, I was working, so I had a free ticket to go to America and Europe. So I said, I don't want to go if I don't have a purpose. Give the ticket to someone else. So similarly, we have to know why we're going. It's not just going there for sightseeing, we're going there to reach Krishna consciousness. Or, you know, the sannyasis are always traveling because they're traveling to preach and see their disciples in the temples. So the purpose is not that you go to the forest so you can see the deer or something. We go to the farm for a day or two, see the cows, and so we can get away from the city, so we can rejuvenate from the fresh air. So the idea behind, so we can come back more healthy. So I do yoga. So idea, exercises, so we can be healthy for serving Krishna. So always remember, back yourself, why you're doing it. What's the purpose behind of our activities we do? Otherwise, you need to check yourself. Am I doing it correctly? Am I not getting into Maya too much? You need to check yourself. Any questions?
First of all, thanks for you. Reinstate that, you know, we are not in the conscious of Krishna. We have to be conscious and we need to continuously chant. That's a very good point. Thanks for that. But my question is, we are getting so much of pressure from the outside world. Right? For example, you go to a college, right? People ask, what dress combination is this? Mm. You are not dressed up there. And then when you go to office, they say, you still don't have a bike. You don't have an iPhone. You should buy this. You should buy a house. You don't have an eye watch. So, you know, these kind of pressure comes in. And when you look at a TV, when a lady breaks the bathroom and comes, there is no salt in your face. So we are getting so much pressure from outside world to consume their products, right?
The thing is, if you are a devotee, we're talking about a devotee.
Yeah.
If you are not a devotee, it's a different way of seeing things. We have all the Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America and an airplane, he went on the ship, later on he was traveling in an airplane, and people would pick him up in a car, and a lot of material things. This, we didn't have the iPhone back then, and all the things we have today. But Prabhupada said, we are taking this to serve Krishna. Suppose you are going to America, and you go by boat, or ship. Prabhupada had to go in the beginning, but save time, and it's quick, and it's more practical. So if you are not, we accept those things on behalf of Krishna, for serving Krishna. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, like a lotus is in the water, but the lotus is not touched by it. But not everybody in that platform. So we're talking as a devotee. We can be surrounded by material things, but we know this is all Krishna's. Vrijan Prabhu, one devotee, very famous devotee, was telling me this once, that Prabhupada gave Prabhupada a diamond ring. If somebody gives him a diamond ring, it's a precious gift. If I don't wear it, maybe I'll sell it and keep the money. So they were on a morning walk with Prabhupada. In a morning walk, there's many devotees with Prabhupada. So Vrijan Prabhu was also in a group, and he saw one devotee next to him, and he was wearing that diamond ring. He said, who gave you that? Why are you wearing that? He said, Prabhupada gave me. So he was kind of a little bit upset that, you know, he gave Prabhupada and this guy is wearing. So the idea is that Prabhupada was very detached.
You know, people would give him so much. He was not attached to it. But he gave it to the right person, to another devotee. Someone gives you a lot of money and you have too much, yeah, give it to Krishna. Our temple will take it. We need a lot of money here. We can use it. So it's never, we don't have enough because people are not giving. They're giving to the wrong places. They're giving to cricket fund or something like that, football club. Give to Krishna. So people are attachment means attached to Krishna, not that you give Krishna one ladu and you have a roti and paneer sabji and then you offer Krishna one sugar bowl. That's not attachment. What Krishna is talking about in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, give your whole life to me, not one sugar ladu. I've been to Indian home in India, here. You know, while they're having garam roti and paneer sabji and palak paneer, aloo gobi, and then you go to the altar, they just walk off Krishna's ladu, the sugar ladu, ladu gopa, while they're having fancy food. So you're talking about attachment. So our idea is to, everything that we have, arpilo tuapa de nanda kishore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, whatever I have, my family, my children, I offer to you. That is the platform of devotional service. But Krishna didn't say, give it all to me. No, he didn't. He said, give it to me, but he didn't completely take it away. He left with nothing. Every time you offer Krishna very fancy food, it comes back. He didn't eat it all. We have the Mahabharata. So Krishna is also thinking of you. So, in fact, when he gives Krishna material things, of like all the things that you have, he gives you back more in double. I was just telling that story of the other day, Megari. You know, Megari, he used to kill the animals. Then Narada Muni made him a devotee. And then he was very conscious of not killing any animals, not even an ant. So people were very pleased by his, before he was killing animals and being a very demoniac. People were afraid of him in the village. So he became a Ramatta. People were bringing food, by heaps of food, tons of food, like a house full of food. He didn't know what to do with it. So when he saw Krishna, Krishna will give you, provide. You have the faith. The idea is, we talk about it, but if someone gives you, you're thinking how I can keep that, most of it for myself, I give a little bit to Krishna. So that's the Maya. When you see, if you're not a good devotee, if you're not Krishna conscious, when you see material things, you completely become attached to it, you dwell on it. You will put it up stocks, exchange, or to make more money, invest. You would think Krishna last. But Krishna is the one thinking, I will give it all to him. And then Krishna will give you back. Swamiji Sri Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, he went to America with 40 rupees. And then he brought the 40 rupees back. And he had so much opulence, all these temples, all over his country. This started by Prabhupada with nothing. So as they say, oh, you become Hare Krishna, everything is gone. And that's not true. Our brahmacharis here, our brahmacharis, you know, they're having pusharam, so open pusharam every day. They get invitation every day by different devotees. I went to Mayapur, I was saying, I don't want to eat anything. I want to drink tap only, coconut. Every day, can you come to my home? Can you come to my home? So when you go to, when you think you want to go to Krishna's home, and you want to fast, Krishna doesn't allow you. So if you have the intention to serve Krishna, he will take care of you. But if you don't have spiritual knowledge, you become attached to all those material things. Even materialistic person knows that. It's not theirs. They say, oh, I work for it. I went to university. I got a job and I'm earning it. Suppose you get a cancer or your wheelchair, that's it. You're finished, you can. So you have to pray to Krishna. Everything is Bhagavan's, not ours. Not one hair. You have a lot of hair on your head. Not one hair is yours, isn't it? You didn't grow it. You didn't make it in a factory. So Krishna has created that. So we have to understand philosophically, practically, how it belongs to Krishna. Even if you don't believe in God, but He didn't create it. Somebody created it, not you. It must be somebody. That somebody is God. So you have to always see in a very practical way how it is Krishna's, how it belongs to Krishna. So we're not saying detach yourself, attach to Krishna and give up everything. We didn't say that. Krishna didn't say that. He said, whatever you have, you engage in my service. So all the people you have sari, dhoti, you wear, you're not keeping it in your drawer. You wear to come to temple. So you engage in Krishna service. Like that. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.